Hello. Welcome to the Squarebase Show. I'm your host, Rob, and I'm joined by Mr. Val Heffelfinger, my co-host. This quick, short video is going to be ice cold because it's some hot gossip. Nice.
Hot goss. So hot, I don't even know what this is about. Why have I been called to this session, Robert?
Well, we've just done a big show about terrain. But I just thought we'd do a quick 10 minutes, you and me, talking about some of the hot news, because you've been away for a couple of weeks. And yes. There has been some really interesting stuff that's been announced from the old world. First off, Bretonians on foot are like, Bretonian knights on foot are out. But that's kind of a by the by. I think a topic that has taken the entire community by storm is Games Workshop announcing or revealing that they won't be doing Kislev anytime soon.
Oh, this nonsense. I thought you were going to come at me with something good.
Oh, well, I think a lot of people are, this is an interesting thing. Like, people were very, very excited.
Yes.
Total War Warhammer. So to give some context for everyone, what's happening. Games Workshop, when they announced the launch of the Old World, they showed off some early kind of sculpts and whips about Kislev stuff. This is obviously stuff that they were using for Warhammer Total War.
Indeed, they were tie-in articles with Warhammer Total War, for sure.
For absolutely. However, they were a part of the Old World announcement, you know? Like,
sure, yes.
And I would say a clear indication that they said in several articles, we will be making Old World, Kislev in the Old World. However, yes. In a recent update, they have said that no, there are no immediate plans to make an update for Kislev. What do you think?
I think that it's hilarious that Games Workshop has adopted a marketing strategy around Old World that is the same as trying to join Fight Club, in which players must stand on the front porch of the Old World while Games Workshop comes out and says that we're either too fat or too slow or too stupid to play the Old World, and we have to continue to stand there and wait in the cold and the rain until Tyler Durden comes in and says that, okay, actually, you can come inside. It is just another ham-fisted move of trying to pour cold water on what is otherwise just unbridled enthusiasm that has continued. Like, obviously, we're not at the crest that we saw when we first, you know, started getting into the full release window. But, like, things are still frothy out there. People are still talking a lot. There's still a lot of engagement online. Like, people still want to try and enjoy this game, despite various headwinds, like not being able to buy models and a lot of questionable decisions made by Games Workshop thus far, including things like, oh, that thing you're really looking forward to? Don't look forward to it. Don't get your hopes up, you nerd, you idiot. No, don't look forward to that. But
Excited. Like, people be like, I'm so excited, Rob. Like, I believe Total War. I love Kislev. Like, everything, I'm about it. Let's go. And
this just reminds me, there's this, like, probably the, this tells you how sheltered my childhood growing up was, but like one of the like most like horrific, not horrific, but one of the most painful, dismissive moments I remember experiencing as a sibling was I was enjoying a bowl of Cheerios, and I was just like, ah, I can't wait to have these Honey Nut Cheerios. And I went to put my spoon in it, and as my sister walked by, she just dumped her orange juice into my cereal. And I was just like, what? Why? Why would you do this? And that is exactly the general attitude I feel that Games Workshop marketing has. It's like, every time we kind of get a little bit fired up, just dump that orange juice into the fucking Cheerios and like go screw yourself. Yes, my sister was a monster. I want to get to the substance of the comment that's got everyone in a Twitter about this, because the thing that also everyone needs to really keep in their at the front of their minds is that what they wrote was for the foreseeable future. Okay, so like Cathay and Kislev will not be released for the foreseeable future.
Well, so
do you know what the foreseeable future is
for Games Workshop?
For an intern in the marketing department, it might be the end of the day. Okay. They're just trying to get by. Okay. That is the foreseeable future is not very far. That could be 3 months from now. That could be 3 years from now, but it sure shit isn't never. And yeah, the foreseeable future is a loaded line that they had there. I mean, we're not going to have orcs for the foreseeable future, and they have announced that one. So anyway,
like when are the other armies coming out? Like, when? Like,
not for this. We have not foreseen how long it will be until just the regular ass armies come out. And I will tell you, dollars to donuts, before the 9 core factions are released, we are going to see either Cathay or Kislev, 100%. No way in hell they don't release a fully new army at some point in this cycle. So there you go. Somewhere between 1 year and 2 years from now, we will see either Cathay or Kislev. That's what I'm saying.
We might even see stuff that's like, the reason that those are ones obviously Val is like pitching, I think, is because obviously with the old world, with Total War, with Total War 3, we got the big kind of like factions. You could play Chaos and other stuff, but they brought out Cathay and they brought Kislev, which were like, because some people might not know the kind of history and, you know, the things that we're talking about. And these were effectively factions that didn't exist but did exist in kind of Warhammer Fantasy Battle back in the day. They kind of did, kind of didn't. But now they got fleshed out and they got made into these whole factions you could play in Total War. And so, you know, when Old World announced and literally showed the artwork for it, you were like, cool, we're going to get those straight across. So it kind of makes sense. But that, like, there's other stuff, because this is where I personally think it's going. I think they're going to get so much freakier. I think, yeah, potentially both of those are on the table within the next 3 years, which is, like Val says, beyond the foreseeable future. However, I also think that there's other stuff. Like, we talked about this, and this is a bit of a hype show, I guess, but we talked about the Moot, when the Old World map, the interactive map was available.
You have been. Oh my God, can you imagine? It's like, don't get your hopes up about a legendary faction that has only ever been hinted at in the lore and like only recently fleshed out in Total War in the form of Cathay. Don't get your hopes up about Kislev, which is a faction that, you know, people used to be able to buy models for and is beloved by many and is a core element of the Great War against Chaos and the Battle for Prague. However, here are some halflings.
Here are
a bunch of adorable, hungry little lads that are, you know, are going to make a great centerpiece for your dramatic, grimdark fantasy universe. Could you imagine if that is actually what is about to happen?
I think it's in the foreseeable future. That's effectively like, this is what I'm trying to say. The reason is because you've got to understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with Games Workshop's marketing and communication who have no idea what's going on. And then, and this is where you get into a absolute chaos times chaos conversation, because then you're dealing with specialist design studios who will do whatever Tony says. And if you like, and again, you probably don't know who some of these players are, and I'm not trying to like say, oh, I know something you don't know. I'm just trying to say that group of people, SDS, are under the absolute tyrannical like thumb of a lunatic called Tony, who I really like. I think he's great. But what he's going to do is be like, halflings today. And then, like, he's going to go, like, and we're going to get halflings. So, who knows?
Maybe this literally was a conversation shouted down the hall at GWHQ, where it was like, hey, Tony, are Cathay coming out? And he was just like, no, mate. Halflings. and then just the stunned silence of the marketing department having to be like, should we tell? I guess we should tell them. Like, they're not releasing the thing that we thought they would. Oh, geez. I guess. How long? Anyway. Not for the foreseeable future, Rob. I want to also point out something, because again, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. All right. So in the big teal book, not actually teal, but that's fine. We have a little lore blurb about all the core factions. Mm-hmm. And then we have 3 extra lore blurbs about factions that are not mentioned as core. And they are Norska, they are Kislev, and they are Cathay. So those 3, I'm just going to bet here, those 3, 1 per year, are going to be released. And perhaps the first one, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, because in order, what did I just say? I said Norska, Kislev, and Cathay is how they appear in the book. Perhaps of those 3, the first one we see is Norska, which would jive real well with the rumored plastic mammoth that we've heard about on the show.
Yeah,
in the past.
Already forgot that we heard about the plastic mammoth. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Like, there's so much scope for them to just release a couple of little bits and change the game, but also, like, make it way more exciting. I think the detractors on... I think it's super fair to be pissed at Games Workshop's communication, because, I mean, we all are every day. Like, that's fine. They suck. But, like...
It's absurd.
Yeah, but don't let it dampen your excitement, because there's actually a load more excitement which they've never even mentioned. And that's my point. They'd have been like... I really picture this. Tony's walking past and a guy's sculpting a bear for Kislev. Yeah. And he's gone, "What's that?" He's gone, "It's a bear." He's like, "Oh, well, I don't know about you, but I was at local fair last night and there was a short fella herding geese, and I thought to me, son, I thought, bears are out, geese are in. Get it done, kid." Yeah, like, that's legitimately how this company works. So strap in, because I think it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a quick little, tight 10. We're going to call these tight 10s. Tight 10 on some news. Let us know what you think about the Kislev situation. And if you are pissed, that's super fair to be pissed. Don't worry about it. But, you know, I hope you're having a good day. Val, any final thoughts for a tight 10?
Just don't believe anything they say.
Zero.
if you're allowing your mood to be impacted by shit they say, just don't. Just move on. Just move on and realize that they don't know what's going on. They're just trying to get through their day, and no one's telling them the right information. So, God bless you, Warhammer community, and good luck. Outrageous social interaction you're getting right now.
Yeah, here's to gnomes. Have a great time. Thanks for listening. Squarebus.